Well, Happy New Year, everyone. You do realize that I think we're really, really fortunate that we get a chance to actually start the year a little bit before everybody else as Catholics. It gives us a chance to kind of do that because, of course, today is the first day of the liturgical year. You know, and it's one of those days, and as we start this wonderful season of Advent, it gives me a chance to kind of sit back every now and then and take a look and see what it is I'm really thankful for. And brothers and sisters, I have to tell you, it's for the love of my life. It's for Karen. Everywhere I go, she's with me. In fact, in most of the places that I end up going and she's not there, I really, really wish she was. She's the most important woman in my life. She's an amazing, amazing person. You do know that Karen was the original name of the first person who did the GPS locator voice. Karen has been my guiding principle for my life. It's so nice. You walk in, you tell Karen, here's where I want to go, and boom, she gets you there. And every now and then, you know, she'll make a little bit of a mistake. Or, more likely than not, I end up misfollowing her directions and end up going down the wrong way, and it just can get really, really messy. And in many ways, that's kind of what we're doing on this first Sunday of the year, is we're kind of taking a step to say, okay, so where are we going? I mean, we look at our first reading today, and we hear this wonderful rendition of what God had done for the people of Israel, you know, how he had brought them together and how he was leading them and how he was taking them to where they were supposed to be. And then we get kind of the warnings when we look at our second two readings. You know, we start looking at, this notion of, and I like it, this is one of those readings that sometimes some of our Protestant brothers and sisters kind of look at and they, you know, especially when we start talking about the two people and how some will be chosen and some will be left behind. And they read into a whole lot of, you know, end times things into it. But I think really in today's gospel, Jesus was being, a little more forward to us. In other words, you know, Jesus is the one who's, telling us, you know, we have to really stay focused. It is on what we're doing here. You know, because, you know, this is that time when we remind ourselves of the year, you know, of the three comings of Christ. You know, the first one, of course, is the one that we're getting ready to, to celebrate in Christmas in a few weeks. You know, and that's what this time of Advent is about. And of course, you know, that second coming, the most important coming of Christ is, of course, going to be his coming in the end of days, you know, when he comes finally. But that third coming is the one that I think we need to celebrate, and the one that we need to concentrate, I mean, quite a bit on in this time of Advent. And that's the coming of Jesus in our heart now. You know, Jesus is with us. Yes, he has separated himself. He resurrected. He went to heaven. But he's with each and every one of us. And that's the most important thing. And, you know, how do we get to that point in our lives where we spend eternity with Jesus? How do we get from that his first coming to his second coming, you know, intact? How do we do that? And that's what our readings and everything is about today, is just letting us know that in many ways, Jesus is our GPS for life. Jesus is the one that gives us the direction. He allows us to have, you know, that focus for what is important to us. You know, and it's one of those times, you know, sometimes we come up with all these great plans. How many people here know exactly what they're going to be doing for Christmas? You know, you pretty much got all of the plans done. You know where the tree's going to go. You know what, probably, I imagine, some people have already begun that thing, which, you know, thankfully I don't have to do as much anymore now that I'm a Dominican friar and I've taken a vow of poverty, is Christmas shopping. You know, I made that agreement with my family years ago. I said, folks, don't buy anything for me because I'm not going shopping. I don't have a budget anymore. But, you know, but we can get caught up in all those things. And I think what we're hearing in our readings today is to remember to keep in mind what is important. You know, keeping an eye on the future and doing the right things here and now, you know, rather than worrying about what's up in the future, you know, worrying about that coming of Jesus now in our life is something that, you know, we need to concentrate on. We need to realize that, yes, it's important to plan for the future, but if we're not living right now, that's where things get, it difficult. You know, and every time in my life I come up with the big plans of what I'm going to do in the future, I can just see Jesus and the Holy Spirit up there laughing, going, oh yeah, kid, that's not what I've got in mind for you. You know, and I think at times when we focus too much on the future, we can really lose sight of what's going on now and miss out on a lot of the beauty. I think for our college students and for some of our younger people out there, you know, we're always thinking about what's going to happen out there, you know, in the future. What am I going to do? How am I going to do these things? And sometimes we can, you know, we can miss what's going on now, and we can miss God working in our life and helping us there. And that's one of the things that we remember in this season. You know, we kind of start with what we're aiming at. That's what our readings are going at today, that time when we'll be with Jesus in heaven. But at the same time, the church is reminding us that it's important to keep track of what's going on today. And it gives us this opportunity to say, okay, so where are my plans leading me? You know, this season is one where, you know, as we look at, over the next few weeks, the reasons why Jesus came and how he came and the things that, you know, were so important to us as individuals, when we get to start this new year, and brothers and sisters, that is the greatest part of our life in Christ, is that each and every year we get a do-over. You know, it doesn't matter how bad things went last year. It doesn't matter how many mistakes we made. We can always improve, and as long as we're willing to admit our mistakes and turn toward Jesus Christ, you know, to put our faith in him, to allow him to be what leads us into the future, we'll be okay. And that's what we're preparing to celebrate. So, you know, as we go out, let's remember, you know, as we're wrapping up all those presents and as we're doing all those things and as we're preparing for Christmas, to remember the great gift that God gave us. This ability to look honestly at where we are in our lives and to see that if we can turn to God and ask him, you know, to help us and to be there for us, no matter what we've done, no matter where we are, it gives us the opportunity to grow and to have a new year. You know, and, you know, this season allows us to hopefully see a better route for us that God wants us to follow. You know, and why that route is important to follow. And through whom? And that's the important part. If we can keep Jesus at the center of this particular season and the center of our life, we'll be heading down the right road. We won't have to worry about, you know, down the road, well, oops, how did I get here? Or even when, you know, the rest of the world and God the Holy Spirit, you know, God and through the Holy Spirit and those, you know, they're giggling at us as our plans change, we'll at least be in the right place and be able to do that. And that's the real gift, is to know that God is there for us no matter what. So as we enter this season, you know, let's commit ourselves to that. Let's commit ourselves to remembering and to really concentrating on how important God can be in our lives and how great the gift of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, was to us. And to remember that through him we can accomplish great things. As long as we keep listening to that eternal GPS locator, you know, that always points us in the right direction. You know, through him, with him, and in him. If we can remember that, brothers and sisters, everything is going to be all right. And that's what we begin to celebrate at the beginning of the year.